I was fascinated to work on radio, perhaps because my very earliest, in a sense, theater experiences were on radio. I had a show for 2 years, almost 3 years on WBAI, which is a listener-supported radio in New York City, and I think they have also a station in California, the Pacifica station. But because as a child I was on radio and I was fascinated by the sound that we had, we always had a sound engineer who created sound for us. Because on radio you speak and people hear only sound. They don't have a stage set to see the set or the scene. So only your voice registers, whether it's a young voice or an old voice or a happy tone or an angry tone or a quizzical tone. And then you have, in addition to your voice, you have the sounds that an engineer, sound engineer, creates. If you're walking in the rain and the pitter-patter of rain, or if a door opens or a door closes or somebody screams or a door is banged. Well, and that's just fascinating. You know, it's a thunder and lightning. So I was fascinated away by the fact that you have the human voice and then you have the sound.